Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Turnaround from getting drafted to getting here to Pittsburgh.
I was pretty fast. I came straight from Montreal that night. Actually, walking around backstage, I was told that I was going to be heading to Pittsburgh the next day. So I'll hop on a couple flights and got here, but it's been good. It's fun to be here, and I'm excited.
Yeah, what are your first impressions?
I don't know. I haven't been really anywhere in Pittsburgh yet. Kind of just the hotel and the rink, but great facility and great people, great organization.
How much interaction have you had with the NHL players, coaches, stuff like that? I mean, any cool moments with some of the recent athletes?
Players, none other than Letang when he announced it. And then just kind of the organization, like Coach Sullivan and GM, everybody kind of in the organizational perspective, but none of the players so far.
Have you thought about how much the last few days has kind of changed your life? And here you are in Pittsburgh in black and gold in the dressing room.
Yeah, I'd probably say I haven't had time to let it fully set in yet. I'm not really sure when that's going to happen. It's obviously pretty cool, and I'm privileged, so I'm super excited, but it's nice to be here and kind of get started and get back on the ice.
It was like having Kelly run your practice
today. Pretty cool. Going up, watching Coach on TV, so it was pretty intense, but it was good practice.
Were you nervous at all knowing he was there watching you or amped up? I mean, where were your emotions at?
I think if you asked anybody in this room, they'd all probably tell you they were nervous to some degree. But you kind of get out there, you make a few passes, and then you're kind of good back in hockey mode, so not that bad.
Oh, and one storyline that's gotten a lot of attention since you got drafted was the growth spurt you had a little bit more recently in life. Really 5'6", 130, you said, coming out of Bantam, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that just a guesstimate, or do you know that pretty sure?
No, I think exactly it was 5'7", 125 in my Bantam years, so 10 inches in around 3 years, which... it was obviously a big growth spurt, so I know it's a pretty big storyline, but it's been only positive so far. I think it helped my skating, my stride lengthened out, and kind of just both filling out now.
I talked to your general manager the day after you were drafted, and he said that, you know, maybe because you were a smaller guy growing into a bigger person's frame, you can still hold those offensive instincts, but now you can learn to use your size. Is that
totally.
What you're, because you have the size now, is it kind of fun to be able to use that element of your game?
Yeah, definitely. I think kind of when you're growing up and you're a smaller defenseman, you look at kind of a smaller defenseman in the league, you got to be very mobile, very shifty, have the ability to kind of move the puck fast and quarterback a power play, because that's kind of the successful small D-man you see. So I tried to mold my game that way kind of when I was younger, and then I feel like I've kept some of those skills growing. So I feel like that's helped out. And like you said, you kind of learn how to be a bigger body out there and kind of use your size too.
How do you see the next year or so of your development playing out? Like, once you get through this camp and you kind of go from here, and where do you want to go? What do you want to work on?
Yeah, for me, the biggest thing is physical strength. I think just kind of maturing. I don't really have kind of a set plan in terms of where I'm playing, stuff like that. But as I said, I could put on kind of my scouts glasses and say that maybe the NHL next year isn't the path for an immature kid, but that's not my mindset. My mindset isn't coming in. I'm trying to make the team. So super excited for the next year and what's going
to
bring.
At that point, what are you looking to get out of these next couple of days?
Just learning and learning Pittsburgh, learning the organization. There's already been so much kind of teaching, stuff like that. So super excited to kind of take part in that. It's going to be a good week.
I noticed you said one of the guys that you really grew up admiring was Niedermeyer, Scott Niedermeyer.
Yeah.
And again, before knowing how much you had grown in recent years, that seemed odd to me that a bigger kid would think about. Does that come from, like, the way you played when you were a little bit younger, that appreciation of his game?
Yeah, and I can only kind of remember the Olympics, sort of. So that was kind of why I was asked why I wear 27. But very good skater, just kind of smooth, played in the league for a long time. So you look up to guys playing the NHL for a long time, obviously. And, I obviously grew. So there's maybe a lot of role models now, but he's definitely one of them.
You're a real minutes eater in Swift Current, right? They put you in a lot of different positions, a lot of different power play, penalty kill, all that. as far as, you know, kind of admiring with these guys, Letang plays a lot of minutes. Dumoulin plays a lot of minutes. If you're a top-line defenseman, they'll use you a ton. Has that kind of been expressed to you by anybody in the organization yet?
Not really, no. Haven't really talked about roles and stuff. Obviously, in Swift, I play a lot. Kind of trusted by the coaching staff, which I value that. And it's fun to play that much, but I haven't had any conversations about roles on this team so far.
So you got in Friday morning, the last one?
Yeah, I got in the day after the draft, so I don't know, it's been kind of a blur.
So what have you been doing in town just the last 2 days? Before?
Just in the hotel, just kind of in the hotel, sleeping, talking to my family. It's been a fast couple of days. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto
Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.